have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a rainy day in L.A. And I feel like it's raining all over the world. Rainy, 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 but it's nice. We need the water. We need the rain. And then the rain came. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, and you can listen on your phone, though, while it is happening. On your phone, anywhere in the whole wide world. By calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. Mama Mia doozy. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. Greater works that I do shall you do. What does that mean? What does that mean? An amazing question. It's Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So I'm calling your church to test to see if they would help feed a starving baby.
I wish that bitch would call my church and ask for something.
Well, we support Helping Hands, the food pantry. Have you talked with them at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, I've been calling everywhere.
I wish she would do it. I'll be like, bitch.
I don't know if it's like because of Snap or whatever, but like nobody has anything to help.
Okay. Well, we don't have anything either at the church.
You should have had a baby if you can't take care of the baby. Where's the baby daddy? And you're not a member of my church. Why should I give you something, heifer? What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Can you believe that? So I don't know if this is a stunt with that woman, that female, or what is it that she's trying to prove. But what if Satan told her, call the churches and see what you if they're going to help you, and then blah, blah, blah. Like somebody owe her something. There is nothing worse than a victim. A person, I don't care what race, male or female, what color, what you have or don't have. Anyone who believe or think that they are a victim is a dangerous, wicked, evil, conniving person. You better watch out for the victims. Because those victims will go after you if you disagree with them. Victim mentality is a very, very destructive mentality. And there's no end to it. And I got proof. For 70 years, give or take, Not all, but most black people have believed that they are victims, even though they are not at all, it's in their minds. And look how mean and vicious they are. They have no love for anyone, and you cannot trust. They attack you with vitriol. That what you call it? That's how you say it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, that's a good word.
What?
Vitriol.
Vitriol. They, and you can never satisfy them. And even with the Jews, the people, not Israel, but the people, and not all, but most, they still feel like victims. Every time you look at them out of the corner of your eye, they're a victim. Dangerous. And the women, oh God. They have gone along with the lie that women are victims over the last 70 years, give or take. And look how bad the women are. Not all, but most. They are vicious. There's no end to their destruction. And they blame everything, everybody for everything they can't even do. Everybody. They'll blame everybody for anything because they have been made to believe that they are victims, and they are very destructive. This a victim mentality is a dark, evil, desperate mentality. It's not power. They think you get power from it, but it's not. So do what you want. I wouldn't be hanging around with too many victims. Really? Hang around with free people, free in the mind and in the heart, if you got to hang around with somebody. And now that whites are under attack in all of the white countries, I wonder out loud, will the white people become victims or will they stand up and say no to them? Just say no. As Nancy Reagan said, just say no. All you have to do is say no. Hell no, we won't go. That's all you got to do, because a victimized person, a victim mentality person, is weak. They have no power. They think they have power, but they got to use the government. They got to make up words. They got to use everything to try to get you to submit. A victim mentality is a dangerous mentality. I'm telling you, just pay attention for yourself. Or if you have a victim mindset, see how nasty and mean you are. And be honest with yourself. Even if you don't want to say it out loud to anyone, at least be honest with yourself. Enough is never enough for you. Remember that when they had the shutdown recently of the government? And the people were not going to get their SNAP, free government money and food. The lazy people were not going to get it. They were like, we'll steal it. We're just going to go to the stores and break the laws and steal it, and you better not bother us. I rest my case. Fret not. There's a way out. You're not stuck. For those who want to get out of the victim mentality and just be free and live your life. Victim mentality people, I don't care if it's your family members, husband or wife, your children, your friends, your coworkers, a victim mentality person is evil. And dangerous. Look at my country now. Everybody a victim. Are things getting better? Or are human beings becoming more nasty and vicious and desperate and cunning? And are things getting better? And everybody is a victim. Except baby Jessica's daddy. This is a report from Live Now Fox. A black female so-called representative from Florida was allegedly caught stealing FEMA fund. This woman by the name, according to this report, Congressman Sheila McCormick, a Democrat from Florida, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of stealing federal disaster funds, laundering the proceeds, and using the money to support her 2021 campaign, congressional campaign. Watch this from WPLG Local 10.
Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick responding to new criminal charges, accusing her of stealing millions of dollars in FEMA funds.
And I look forward to my day in court so I can prove myself and actually state the truth.
According to the indictment, Sherfalus McCormick's company, Trinity Healthcare Services, was mistakenly overpaid by more than $5 million in federal funds by the state of Florida in 2021. Prosecutors say she and a family member then used that money for their own benefit, including funneling more than $1 million into her campaign for Congress. In court records, investigators claim the scheme involved shuffling that stolen money into different companies and bank accounts.
But if this is what Congress is becoming, where they're always trying to intimidate you, scare tactics, especially attacking minorities, black and brown people, then we're going to have to keep fighting for the district.
Aren't you sick of black people using this black and brown thing as an excuse? Victims. It has worked in their mind for years now, and they still use it. Black and brown, black and brown. And it had nothing to do with her color, zero. But it's been working as for what they think working is. I knew she was going to say black and brown. Victim mentality people are nasty, evil people. They're living in a bottomless pit of hell. Somebody should have told her, lady, shut up. What do you mean about black and brown? Either you did or you didn't. I don't know if you did or not, but stop the black and brown mess. Go back to Africa with that mess. Black and brown. That's the first thing the blacks cry. And white people, you keep electing these people. Well, some of them. Because a lot of them are in black areas, and the black people elect them because they're black, not because they're qualified. This female is, according to the report, she's stepping down on a leadership role from Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. And Democrats are defending her. Of course. Why is this?
Is stepping down from her leadership role on a foreign affairs subcommittee, but party leaders defending her on Capitol Hill.
Sheila is entitled to the presumption of innocence like every other American.
Just a day after the indictment, Local 10 finding Sherfless McCormick outside her office in Washington and asking her about those calls to resign.
What's your response to the recalls from some of your colleagues to step down or resign?
They didn't elect me. It was my district. And so we'll keep fighting for the people and keep working like we're doing now.
Amazing. Black and brown. Black and brown. And I'm wondering out loud, did anybody ever assume Trump, the great white hope, innocent until proven guilty? Any of these people, any of them. Did anyone ever assume him innocent until proven guilty? I'm just saying out loud. And even though some people call the great white hope amazing, what manner of man is this? The world obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold key rallies around the world and for the flat earther up and down the world. Some people call him daddy. Some people call him the great white hope. Oh, well, I do. And let me just see what he has to say this morning. It's a rainy day in L.A. Let me see what the great white hope has to say.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
I rest my case. The great white hope is, according to report, has even said, why y'all mad at Tucker Carlson for an interview and having a discussion with Nick Fontaine? This is America. You have a right to do it. Victims, any kind of victim, is a dangerous person, male or female, it doesn't matter the color or what you have or don't have. They always do the black and brown people, black and brown. It's amazing how over the years the black victims have brought in the Mexicans and others to be a part of their mess. And the Mexicans don't even like the blacks. They don't like them at all, so they don't get along. If you doubt me, go over and hang out for a minute in South Central or East L.A. or the schools where predominantly black and brown. You see what's going on. They don't like each other at all. Zero. Amazing, huh? Uh, Derek, did you update my packets? I'm sending it now. A day late and a dollar short. I was looking for the packet. And he, what? No. But he's an amazing producer for a black person. Black and brown. Let me know who you send it, Derek. We are all late sometimes. Even I'm late coming to here sometimes. And that's because I'm black. Even black. I'm waiting for this package. So let me do Super Chat while we wait. And then we'll get you some calls. Gabba gabba.
Super Chat.
Super.
Good morning. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Gregatron said, Jesse, you are so stupid. LOL. Lots of laughs.
He black.
You know exactly what you're doing. You're trolling people.
What do you mean?
You know what a utopia is, man. It just means paradise.
Paradise.
You're actually really smart, but you do this thing where you pretend to be old and dumb and black and slow. It's good seeing you have fun again. During the Biden years, your show got dark. With the Great White Hope back, your show is much lighter again.
Is that Utopia, Alabama?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I am black and slow.
Brittany, over on Facebook, on the Bond Facebook page, question, you said you didn't know you had resentment of your parents. I knew I had resentment for my parents, but I didn't know how to forgive or even how important it was to forgive until I started working on myself. A lot of people say they thought they forgave even after they went to forgive them, but they had to keep going back and forgiving. For me, I realized once I needed to forgive to be free, it was easy to forgive. You think it's because I already was aware of the resentment and it made it easier? Asks Brittany. Brittany.
I don't know, Brittany. Don't worry about that part. The fact is that you did it, right? And so just move on away from that. And stay with it. And I forgot to mention, last night we had the Women's Forum. And it's the third Thursday night of every month. And it was raining, like 90 going north last night. And the ladies showed up. Some didn't, but others did, because some come from a distance where it's just a traffic. Bad, right? But some came even near and far because they want the truth. The fellowships are amazing. So it was amazing last night. I got to bed late again. I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. And I'm like, what the? And it rained cats and dogs last night. It was a raining night in L.A. I felt like it was raining all over the world. I got another example of a victim, and this one is the high priest of Satan's domain. But we'll get to that in a minute. Thank you.
Casey, new Bond supporter on the Bond YouTube channel. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you very much.
John Wayne, 5 coffees. Wishing JLP and crew a happy Thanksgiving. Turkey emoji.
Gobba, gobba, gobba.
Alive.
Thank you and happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanksgiving according to the calendar. I believe it's next Thursday.
Yeah, this coming... Right? This week, this coming week.
This year gone by, like, and it seemed like Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, has been in the White House for 4 years already or more. He's done so much. And the Democrats, it reminds me of the Old Testament when Christ was on the earth and the children of Satan didn't know how to handle them. And they would go, they would dance and sing and do voodoo. They would do all kinds of things. The Democrats are doing the same thing. And the liberal media, they don't know how to handle Christ on the earth. They just, every wicked thing they try fails. And they're like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir or ma'am. John Wayne. Saber.
John Wayne.
Saber
is a cowboy.
Yeah, that's right.
Or was a cowboy.
Yep. Saber M, also a new member, this time on the J.C. Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. Helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Anthony L. with a beautiful skyscrapery cityscape at night sticker with blue, pale blue buildings in the foreground and purple buildings in the background.
Nice.
Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. Human beings roam the earth looking for someone to hurt, all for the thrill of it. And they call that thrill life, JLP.
And you can prove it. Just pay attention. Slow down. And pay attention. At first to the people that's the closest to you, quote unquote. See how vicious they are. And they have no love. Really. And they pay attention around you. Look how they're going after the great white hope. But he knows the secret to dealing with evil. Most people don't. And they are vicious. I mean. Anyway, thank you. Amazing.
And Jesus, as always, thank you, sir, for church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Do I have time for this next victim? No? Okay. I only have 2 minutes. Thank you, Derek, talking to me in my headset. Let me go to first-time caller Jonah out of Oregon. Jonah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you this morning?
All is well. Speak up a little bit.
A little better?
Yes.
So I'm just kind of struggling right now.
You're not on a Bluetooth or you're on your phone, right?
Yes, I'm on my phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to ask for some wisdom because I'm just struggling right now, and I don't know how to fathom to forgive my mother or father. And I was just going to ask
if you could. How old are you?
I'm 20.
And you're going to ask what?
For forgiveness. Or not ask for it, but to forgive my mother or father. And I was asking,
how do you know you resent your mother?
Because I can see that I'm a very angry person.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily my mother that I learned it from. Because when I was a baby, she took care of me. But after like a couple years, my father was the one that kind of I was around most of the time, took me to school and fed me and stuff like that. They weren't separated, but it was just a little different.
Different in what way?
As in, it's kind of complicated to explain, but we just had multiple houses that we would be at. We have a house of business and just like another house that my older siblings stayed at.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Jonah. Let me take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Oh. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. A couple of announcements. A busy day today is Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The guy with the good hair, he white. At 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, it's Friday, right? A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And this was an amazing episode. I had an interesting discussion with Tommy Aceto. And Tommy is a former Navy SEAL, neuroscience, mental health advocate, and the founder of a nonprofit organization, Neuroscience and Wellness Initiative. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Psychologists know that trauma is developed in the early years. Then you go to war and you see things you shouldn't see and do things you shouldn't do. It's called 5-MeO-DMT and it comes from a toad.
Do you feel like you're having a spiritual experience?
The most spiritual experience I ever had in my life was on this toad.
When you say you took something from a toad, you mean like a frog?
My belief is God made nature.
But he didn't want you to smoke it. It was an amazing, I learned a lot. I had no idea that psychedelic and frog juice and all this stuff was like a thing. Like you could go there and get so-called neuroscience, mental health, off drugs. You got to be out of your mind to, well, I want you to see it. All right? It's amazing. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel in the Fallen State or local, jesseleepeterson.local.com. And then after that, the Fallen State, the American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. And it's not even on loan. It's a gift. The American Anchor baby. Given back to the country where he was able to come. And mama just dropped him off. You don't want to miss it. Right after the Fallen State, around 12:15, Pacific time. He'll let you know. And then two quick other things. There's a brand new episode of Punchy.TV. Punchy TV. go to punchit.tv. A live podcast is so interesting. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Let me go back to Jonah. And Jonah out of Oregon, a first time caller, want to know how to forgive. So, Jonah, you see that you need to forgive your parents so you can be free?
Yeah.
So go to them. Either if they're there at the same time, fine. If they're not, whatever opportunity to come first, whichever opportunity to come first. Mother, I've been angry at you for a long time. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong for holding that against you. I'm wrong for judging you, for being angry. And same thing with your father. Same thing. I'm wrong for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Human beings do not forgive. The forgiveness means we, as human beings, admit when we are wrong. I'm wrong for judging you. I'm wrong for playing God. Human beings think that they know right from wrong, and they have no clue. But they play God with what they've been taught, not even looking at themselves, right? So forgive them by saying, I'm wrong for judging you. And if they say, thanks, son, you're right, fine. If they get mad, fine. If they say, I need to forgive you, fine. But you don't argue with them or try to prove anything. And just I just want you to know I'm sorry for judging you. And then go live your life.
Sounds good. I was just basically what I was trying to get at is that I feel like I've been getting my anger from my dad because his mom, I feel, put that on him and didn't. I guess he didn't get raised the right way. So
you're right. Your mother nor him, but your anger started with your mother. Mm-hmm. And you have identified with her, and you think that what you're feeling and thinking about your father is you, but you're really resenting your father with your mother's anger.
Mm-hmm.
Because you become like what you hate. Go ahead.
So it doesn't matter. They can be there at the same time, or it can be my dad first or my mom first, or.
Yes, right.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I was just curious. That's why I'm asking.
Would you have opportunity to come first with your father or your mother, or they're together, you do it. And you're going to shake in your boots.
Of course I am right now. Yeah.
But shake. While you're shaking in your boot, be weak and don't try to be strong. And the spirit of truth is with you.
Whatever happens.
Yeah. The spirit of truth says come as you are. It doesn't say get strong and then come. Come as you are and he will take care of you. So don't worry about that. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I've tried it, but no, I'm not doing it. No.
And why not?
I feel like I prioritize things more. Like, for example, I wake up and I just go straight to work. You know, I'm not really slowing down and taking time to be present. You know, I understand you can be present during the day too, but I feel like it's a good practice to do every night and morning.
Yeah, it is. And that'll bring you to the point where during the day you naturally remember to be present. How will the spirit of truth, how will it reward you if you don't do what it tells you to do?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I don't know.
I would suggest do what you want, but... You got to, there's one, The spirit of truth is not like human beings. Human beings will say, oh, okay, go ahead. All right, fine. But the spirit of truth is not going to say that. You got to put that first, and then he will reward you greatly. But if you don't do it and you don't put it first, you're not going to be rewarded. Perfect peace. You're not going to be rewarded by the light. You're not going to be, it will not take over your life and work for you and through you. You got to put that before anybody or anything else.
And also don't expect anything from doing it.
Right. Have no expectation. Have a wait and see. You just do it, and don't do it thinking, oh, the Lord going to help me, or the Spirit of truth going to. That's just in the mind, and all thoughts are all lies all the time, and they set you up to fail. You want a clear mind. You do not want a thinking mind, not about your psychological, emotional state of being. If you're running a business or you got a job or you're driving a car, you want the mind for that purpose, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. But you got to do the prayer, man. Are you still living at home?
Yes.
You live at home?
I live in a home.
No, do you live with your mama?
No.
You live with your daddy?
No.
Oh, you live on your own?
I live on my own, but it's not, I don't own the house.
Oh, but so you're renting.
No. I'm living rent free, basically.
Amazing. Why don't you pay? Are you paying the light bills or something?
No, I've heard you say it before, and I was thinking about it, but.
How will you become independent if you don't participate in becoming that? Just because you live in a free home from your parents or whomever. You should say, okay, thank you, but I want to pay the light bill until you can, you know, pay the gas bill or something.
Yeah, I'm spoiled, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Well, don't like it or dislike it. Do something. Just say, I'm going to pay a bill. I'll pay the light bill. I'll pay something.
It can be anything, though. Like, anything.
Yeah, something there at the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yeah, I've heard you say that before, and I was thinking about how should I go about it. But
Even though they have told you you don't have to pay anything, they are stunting your growth by not allowing you to have responsibilities.
Yeah, I've realized that. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't let them do that to you. They don't love you. Because if they loved you, they wouldn't do that to you.
Makes sense.
But don't hold it against them. They are asleep. They know not what they do. Any other question? Are you dating?
I'm engaged, yeah.
What?
What the? Yeah, in my, I guess, whatever, my culture, people like to get married very young and quick. So.
What's your culture?
It's not me, but I'm saying that's how people are usually doing it on my side. That's how I was raised to think, but that's not the reason why I'm engaged. But.
Why are you engaged? You're 20 years old. You hate your mama and your daddy. You're living at home free. What is it about you to think you're ready for a marriage? What the?
That's why I'm trying to better myself, too.
What?
That's why I'm trying to better myself.
Why are you trying to better yourself?
To not be in hell. I don't want to be in hell anymore.
Not because you want to get married, all right?
No.
Right. That's the wrong reason to better yourself. You're right. Yeah. You're better yourself because you want to come out of hell.
Yeah, no, this was before, though. That's not the reason why I want to get better, of course. So.
And is she living with you?
No.
Okay. Why are you engaged?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because I proposed to her.
Why?
To be married.
Why?
To live together. Why?
Why?
To, I don't know.
What?
Is that a bad thing, though, to...
Right now, to marriage is the last thing you need.
I know it's not important, and that's why I'm trying to have a conversation to try to realize things and
right.
maybe hold off marriage, you know.
But why are you engaged? Is it for the three-letter word?
I love you?
No, S-E-X.
Oh, no.
Why are you engaged?
Well, how I was thinking about it is that basically just to live together so things can feel easier.
What things can feel easier?
Being together, like if I'm working and stuff and I'm working long hours and I have nothing at home. I come home to pretty much nothing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm talking about sometimes cleaning or cooking or just small things like that.
Get a maid.
That will be my maid.
So you getting married so you can have a maid already at the house?
No. It sounds like I don't know, but I guess I don't. But is it bad to get married?
Why are you engaged?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Why'd you do it then if you don't know?
Because I wanted to be closer with that person.
Why?
That feels like my person, not like emotionally feels, but I spent enough time with her to understand that. Basically, I've been long enough with her to not be married.
What do you mean by that?
Like, there shouldn't be a reason why I shouldn't marry her, right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Why what? There is a reason why you shouldn't marry her. Not now,
yeah,
at least for the next 5 years or so. But why are you getting engaged? You didn't tell me that yet because of time. Why are you engaged?
Because I proposed to her. I'm not sure.
Why did you do it?
I don't know.
So you proposed, don't even know why?
Well, I told you why, but...
Because you want a maid? You want somebody to clean your house?
No, I want to be... living with that person. I want to have a reason to be living with that person instead of just not being married and living and doing other things.
Stop doing the other thing and wait until you get married.
Yes, I understand.
But listen, why are you getting married? Does she know you proposed to her because you just want somebody to be home and clean your house and stuff and not come home to yourself?
What does that mean, come home to myself?
You can't even live with yourself. How are you going to live with someone else?
I have been living by myself.
But you're not happy living by yourself.
It's not about happiness. It's about peacefulness.
But you don't have that either.
Of course. That's why I came to ask questions, just to...
Right.
To learn and to have a different perspective, because I'm
Go ahead.
I was just rethinking to see if I should hold off the marriage. I mean, or the.
When do you plan to marry her?
We had a date in February.
Of this year, coming year?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Well, I feel like it's good to overcome things with your partner. Well,
what's a partner?
With your wife or husband. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say wife. It ain't no partner.
No, it's not. I was afraid. I don't know why I said partner.
Jonah, do what you want, of course. But you don't know how to deal with women. You don't know how to handle them. You can't even handle your mother. I would recommend you don't get married right now. It ain't going to work. You got the wrong ideas about it. It's not going to work, and you're going to be miserable. There's nobody, unless they worked on themselves, who got married and found peace. They just, two devils got married, and then they fight. It's so not going to work.
Am I allowed to still have contact, like to speak to her and...
Yeah.
In a while.
I'm not telling you to break up with her, but I'm telling you to drop this idea of marriage. Because it's for the wrong reasons. And it's not going to work. You're going to catch pure hell.
So you recommend just work on myself?
Yes.
I guess, I don't know, I just fear that she won't have something to follow.
What?
I fear that she won't have something to look up to or to follow or.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if she sees me growing, I feel like she might not grow because of our, if we're married or not, you know, can you be a leader without being in a marriage? I'm talking about like girl and boy relationship.
What do you mean by you feel like she won't grow or have someone to follow?
Like if I'm bettering myself, I feel like she won't be also bettering herself.
And you think if you got married that she would?
Yes, I do.
That is not going to happen, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
You are not responsible for her spiritually. You can't save her. You can't cause her to grow. If she's going to grow, she's going to do it with or without you. You're not responsible for her. You can't save her. You can't even help yourself. You need the spirit of truth to help you. You can't save somebody else, man.
So you recommend just forgiving my parents and working on myself?
Yes.
Do you think that there's a right time for something to happen?
Yes.
And how would you determine that?
When you're not thinking about it, it'll happen naturally.
So if you're not thinking about it, like, for example, you're planning the wedding.
Oh, God. Hold on, Jonah. Let me take a break. Lord, I didn't mean to spend it much time. Y'all see you need help. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
a whole lot of mess going on in this whole here world. Speaking of marriage, J.D. Vance was reportedly hoping that his Hindu wife might change her ways. Wouldn't that be sweet? And turn Christian. And now the Indians back in India are mad or something like that. And also, over in the Oval Office, speaking of interfaith discussions, that Muslim communist is going to the Oval Office. Zohran Mamdani. I didn't want to call him the M word. He was going to the Oval Office today. I think I heard from Derek, the black producer, 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's noon Pacific. So exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to hearing about that mess going on between Trump and Mamdani. Trump loves New York. That's his hometown. So maybe he can whip that commie into shape. And he may be the greatest mayor the world has ever seen of New York, next to Giuliani. Or maybe there was somebody better than Giuliani back in the day. I don't know. And also, Trump called these Democrats doing seditious behavior, calling for the military not to do their job, violate lawful orders, and they pretend like Trump might command them to do something illegal. Give me a break. That's what the Democrats do. This is the end of one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the end of the first hour here. It's Express Yourself Friday, November 21st, AD 2025. Yesterday was the Women's Forum last night. Shout out, ladies. It was cool seeing y'all join the Women's Forum. Those of you who did join, I know it was a rainy night in Cali. So cool, though. Thanks for making the trip, and I'm sure it was worth it. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Vice President J.D. Vance has expressed hope that his Hindu wife will convert to Christianity. You know, they were both kind of secular college dummies when they got together. He didn't know better. His comments have sparked a backlash in India, of all places. What a mess. Globalism. And stirred debate about so-called interfaith marriage. And President Donald J. Trump will host New York City mayor-elect, because he has not taken office yet, Zohran Mamdani, the black guy, is still mayor, okay, FYI, in the Oval Office today, their first face-to-face meeting since Zohran Kwame Mamdani was elected November 4th, a few weeks ago, or at least a couple. The meeting follows months of acrimony between the two New Yorkers, they're calling him. They're calling Zohran a New Yorker, okay. The meeting follows months of that. They've traded barbs since Mamdani's primary victory back in June. Trump has repeatedly mocked him, calling him my little communist, and also threatened to cut federal funding to New York City if Mamdani won, and different things. If Mamdani interferes with ICE, maybe arrest him or deport him or whatever. Mamdani said in an interview, his team reached out to the White House because of a commitment I made to New Yorkers that I would be willing to meet with anyone and everyone, so long as it was to the benefit of the 8.5 million people who call the city home and their struggle to afford the most expensive city in the United States of America. And President Trump yesterday suggested several, or at least a few, Democrat so-called lawmakers be punished by death for encouraging U.S. troops to disobey so-called illegal orders that the administration might issue. Evil, huh? Seditious behavior punishable by death, Trump wrote on Truth Social with a truth. Responding to a video from six members of Congress who previously so-called served themselves in the military and so-called intelligence community, calling on current personnel to refuse illegal orders, and they cannot cite one illegal order, by the way. Trump's remarks drew swift condemnation from the Democrats, who are lawless Democrats, who accused him of inciting violence, and prompted concern from members of even Mike Johnson, saying he wouldn't have used the same language. But he's a Christian-y phony guy. I'm James Hake, now JLP. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning and welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. We're going to deal with it on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works shall I do. Greater works, Greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? Greater works than I do shall you do. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just can't sit and watch the show. You got things to do. You can podcast the show, but listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is get it off your chest Friday. It is whatever's on your mind. It doesn't matter what you look like, you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself. Open Line Friday.
Like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Welcome to the circus.
Video from the morning of September 24th shows the moments an inbound and Judah train came barreling out of the Sunset Tunnel near DuBose Park at 50 miles per hour.
I'm sorry. Relax.
I just went to sleep.
Can you confirm that I just kissed your sneakers?
According to your report.
No, stop.
To leave behind the things of this world.
That's for sure. What a mess. Open Line Friday. So I want to go back to Jonah, a first-time caller out of Oregon. And he's started to work on his life, but he's engaged. Amazing. Jonah.
Hello.
Thanks for holding. You said that you're going to get married in February of next year, right?
Yes, that was what we planned.
Speak up a little louder into the phone.
That's what we planned, yes.
And you said that she's already, are you guys already paying for the wedding and all that?
We paid for a little bit, yeah, but not too much. Just the smaller things for now.
And amazing. And your question, do you have a question about that?
No, I was just asking how would I go about forgiving my mother and father, and the way to say it. I just couldn't understand the words.
Do you know now? You have an idea how to do it now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I do. And what do you think about the idea of putting off the wedding? I'm not telling you to break up or anything, but putting off the wedding until you can see clear.
Yes, I like I said, I was thinking about that when I've just been at work. I was just kind of thinking about it while listening to you and trying to see how that would go. But
are you going to be able to tell her you're going to have to put it off?
I don't feel like I can, but I know I can.
And when you say you don't feel like you can, what do you mean?
I feel like a wuss. Like I can't stand up to her, even though I know I can.
And that's because you haven't dealt with your mother. And until you overcome your mother, you won't be able to deal with any woman. You won't know how to handle them. You don't know what to do with them because you have not overcome your mother. And every woman you get involved with will be mama. And you're going to end up in a situation where your father and mother situations turn out.
How is their situation?
It's not perfect.
So there's a way to be perfect?
Yes.
And that's being peaceful?
Absolutely. And that can't happen until the light takes you over. And guide your life. It's not going to happen any other way.
I don't know. I just couldn't understand how do people not understand this? Like more people in the world. Like, do you know people personally that know about this?
I do now, yes. And the reason most people don't know it, they don't want to know it. They don't want it. And the truth is not going to impose on anyone. It's only going to take you over or take over your life when you invite it in. And most people don't want that. They love their misery. They love hurting other people, and they call that life. They get a thrill. All human beings love thrills until they overcome the false self, the ego nature. So most people don't want it. That's why you don't hear about it. And they're going to get mad at you when you overcome them, when you overcome the world in your mind and in other people. They're not going to like you for that. And they're going to do all they can to stop you.
So the way you learn this is by your past experience?
No, by asking the light to help me. I realized I couldn't change myself. And so I'm giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just asking if you know people personally that also went through that.
Absolutely. But most people are not going to want it. Your girlfriend or so-called fiance don't even want it.
Yes, I see that.
And she's going to destroy you because you're not going to, if you stay with working on yourself, you're going to start worshiping her. And she's going to destroy you because she's no longer your God.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what I'm seeing around me, all these marriages and people being married, doesn't necessarily mean that it's... I mean, I know they're not all peaceful and happy.
You don't know one person that has peace in a marriage. Not one. They're miserable. Two devils living together, and they are miserable.
Does that mean that there is nobody on the earth?
that mean that you are walking into the same trap.
Yes, I see this. This is why I'm just trying to seek wisdom and
right.
Understand.
And now that you see it, you need to turn away from it. If the light is allowing you to see it, and the light is trying to save you from the darkness.
Another question. Can you see people judging you? You personally, you like.
Well,
yourself.
You know when they. I don't. Yeah, you do, but because you have understanding now that it's not them, you don't pay attention to anybody else at all. You don't think about other people at all. You just work on you being one with the light, and you don't judge them because you know they can't help it. They're in the darkness, that same darkness that you're overcoming.
So, like, the people in the comments just have no thought of that. Just let it go.
Don't even, right. Don't even think about it. Because they need you to think about them judging you so you can get pain, and then they'll get a thrill from giving you pain. They're going to laugh. They're going to make jokes. And that's their thrill because they love misery. And they want to keep you in misery. They live off other people overreacting to them. Forgive them. Don't give it any thought. And that's what it means to pray for others. It means don't judge them. They cannot help it. They are of their father, the devil. And they literally can't help it. Because if they had love, they would not be getting thrills from hurting you or anyone.
It just kind of sucks. Like you said before, you just kind of have to relearn.
Absolutely.
How to.
We've been taught wrong. We've been taught to grow up, go to college, buy a house, get married, and blah, blah, blah. And they tell you that's work, but it doesn't work. Even the people who are teaching you that, it's not even working for them. But they teach you the same hell that they're in. So you got to unlearn. And the way you unlearn is when the light will give you a clear mind. It will teach you. You have a teacher inside, and he will teach you all things. But you got to allow yourself to unlearn what you've been taught.
I have to what?
Allow yourself to unlearn what you've been taught. You've been taught the wrong way. You've been taught lies and misery instead of truth. I got to run, Jonah, because of time. There's so many people want to get involved. But here's what I recommend. But do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Go and forgive your parents by saying, telling them, I'm sorry. What?
As soon as possible?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry for resenting you, mother. I'm sorry for resenting you, dad. I realize you guys can help yourselves because their parents did to them what they've done to you. And then do the silent prayer. Put off this wedding for another time. Not now. Give it at least a year.
Okay, I will.
Or two. But just work on you. And by practice staying present. And I'm not telling you to break up with him. I'm telling you do not marry. But if you do get married, you may need to suffer. I don't know. But you're not ready for marriage. That's the last thing you're ready for.
And if she decides to leave, just let that go, too.
Let her go. Okay, bye. It's been nice knowing you. But don't judge her.
Okay, Jesse. Can I call you another time?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your time.
All right, I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Take
care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. You've been taught wrong, folks. And it ain't working for nobody. That's what's so crazy. It ain't working. And yet you teach the same thing to your children if you should make children. You teach the same lie to them. And then they suffer. 888-77. You should only see what's right first and see nothing else. And all will be added unto you. But you don't trust that. You do not trust it at all. Let me go to Jerome. Our first time caller out of Ohio. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hello?
Jerome?
Hello?
No, I'm sorry. My bad. Jeremy. Jeremy?
Yes, Jeremy. Yes, you got it right. You told me off by saying Jerome.
Yeah, I know. My bad.
Yeah, I thought it was me.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm about to take it off. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was all confused. I thought it wasn't me still.
Right on. No, it's you, Jeremy, a first-time caller from Ohio.
Yes, sir. I do like to give you much congratulations for letting me be a part of your life. I do appreciate your books. I just recently finished The Antidote, and I'm currently reading Scam, and they are probably two of the best books I've ever had the ability to comprehend.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm giving you a call based on the same as your first caller, the forgiveness factor. I want to give you a little rundown. I became an S maker. I don't know if I can say that word live on the air, but I became an S maker at a young age because I was always seeking love that I never received from my mother. So as a, I have a very high yellow mother, and as a young black man, I went out and did what young light-skinned black men do, and that's be promiscuous. And I made way more children than I probably should have. And a lot of my issues with my mother comes from the fact that instead of helping me become a father, her theory was to take my children from me. She stole my oldest two children from me and their mother. And then when years passed and I got a second baby mother, I made three children with her. My mother convinced her to leave me and has pretty much basically completely cut ties with me. And I'm having a real hard time figuring out how I go about forgiving her when she won't allow me to even be in her presence.
Just realize that she's insane, she's evil, and she can't help it. And stay away from her.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I've put out multiple forgiveness efforts way before I even knew about you. So, because again, God came on to me and cured me of most of my ailments. And I've been sober and seeking the truth for quite a while now. It's going on 4 years. And after my very first year, I wrote her a very vivid story about my coming to sobriety as I took a trip across the country. And she never responded to that. And I've also sent her 21 questions, asking her 21 different questions in relative to our past and our life together. And in response to that, I sent that to her the day before I went to court to get seek custody of my younger children. And her response to that was to show up to court with my baby mother to oppose me getting custody of my children.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
How many children you have?
I have 5.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I did. I told you the truth from the top. I was a very promiscuous young light-skinned brother.
I totally understand. Listen, be done with her, but just don't resent her. You can't make her.
She has custody of my older children, though, sir. That's the biggest issue.
You can't what?
She has custody of my older two children. Granted, they're coming of age. They're 15 and 16, but that's one of my biggest issues.
But there's nothing you can do about that now, right?
Yeah,
yes, sir. Yeah. So here's what I recommend, Jeremy. You have tried to face her and forgive her. She's so wicked, she would not allow that to happen. Just know she's evil and she can't help it and move on with your life. Stop. Don't try to apologize anymore. Don't try to be around her. Don't be done with her. Just don't resent her knowing that she can't help it. And you work on yourself, and God will make a way for you in ways that you can't even imagine. But don't do it because of that. You do it because you want to overcome your hell, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir. That's been one of my – I feel like I've overcome a lot, but it also gives me a hard time because I've been single for quite a while, and I love women. But I feel like I have such a resentment towards women due to the fact that the one woman that should love me hates me. So it's been hard for me to open myself up to women.
But you don't love women. You hate women. You hate your mother, so you hate all women.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yes, sir.
And every woman you get involved with will be mama. You can't, because you're attracted to what you hate, and you're just going to get involved with another devil, and you all going to fight. So,
in your opinion, I should be celibate the rest of my life, or?
No, you should seek what's right, and don't want anything but what is right.
So I just continue to wait for the right thing to come my way that doesn't make me feel resentment.
Don't even wait for that. You need a clear mind, and only the light of God will give you a clear mind. But you got to want what's right and nothing else. Not a woman, no nothing else, no nothing. But what's right and the truth will take care of you. And don't come out of your hell because you want a woman or you want a friend or you want this or that. You come out of your hell because you're sick of living in hell, living the way that you're living. And the light will take care of you. But you cannot want for anything because you're going to put that first. And the light will not have anything to do with you if you put something or somewhere else before that.
I completely understand. I feel like that's been the case for the most part.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that I just feel like loneliness is creeping in. I mean, I've been alone for quite a while. For someone that has such a big family to feel so alone in my personal life, it's still kind of hard to deal with.
But even if you had all of your children in the same household along with a wife, you would still be lonely.
Yeah, I've been there. You are not lying. I have been there.
Yeah, because it's nothing on the outside can destroy loneliness. Only the spirit of truth can get rid of loneliness, because loneliness is not you. You just think that is you because you believe in a lie about loneliness. And you're separated from the life, from the light, from life. And everything you've been trying to use to fulfill you would never work. Only the truth, only the light will fulfill us.
Yes. Yes.
So you got to stop wanting for anything and let the light take over.
Just subdue myself to the light.
Yeah. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I've heard you talk about that a lot over the last 2 days. I didn't notice that in the two books I've read, and I don't think I know it, sir.
And so how will you be rewarded with the spirit of truth of life and love if you don't do what it tells you? He tells you to be still and be present with him at all time. If you don't do that, how will he be able to help you?
True.
No, that was a question.
He won't. He won't be able to help me.
So why don't you do that then?
I will. I need to seek the silent prayer so that I can, yeah.
Yeah, go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And every morning and every night before, when you first wake up, you do it. And then during the day, when you get caught up in your head, just come back. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing. Stay present. And at night before bed, and I'm telling you, your life would change by itself. You can't make it change. The light will change it for you, from the darkness to the light.
Yeah, I've already experienced small steps of that, because I was a binge alcoholic, and one day the Lord just woke me up. And again, I haven't touched alcohol in over 3.5 years. And most counselors I tell that to think I should have just died when I tell them the amount of alcohol I consumed on a daily basis.
And who are you?
I'm a child of God.
That's it?
Currently, yes. I'm still in the fetal position. I'm still trying to learn from the Lord.
And so you say that you're a child of the God. So you told me who you belong to, but who are you?
I'm a blessed being of Christ. I've heard this question before, and it's so hard to answer.
And so, how do you know that you get lonely?
just not having anyone to turn to.
But if you don't know who is getting lonely, you don't even know who you are. When you say you're getting lonely, who are you talking about?
Jeremy.
What?
I'm talking about myself.
That's your name. But who get lonely? How do you know you're getting lonely if you don't know who you are? Who are you talking about? Who get lonely?
The great teacher inside of me gets lonely because I don't feel like I have anyone to teach lessons to or to instill values in.
What teacher inside of you get lonely? I don't know what that means.
Yeah. My spirit of being a helpful companion to others.
You're not a helpful companion to anyone. You can't even help yourself. How are you helpful to someone else?
Yeah, you're right. I didn't help myself. The Lord helped me.
So how are you helpful to anyone, someone else?
Yeah, you're right.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. Currently, I'm not, but I just feel like
why do you say you are?
Because I know the wisdom that's been bestowed upon me can help others.
No, you don't know that. It hasn't even helped you yet. How is it going to help someone else?
Yeah. I feel it has helped me in many ways outside of, like you already told me, I got to just give up on trying to forgive someone that just won't be forgiven.
Yeah, forget about your mother. Just don't resent her. Don't deal with her anymore. All mothers are evil.
Yeah.
You're dealing with an evil woman. Evil female. So,
and then that's my issue with my younger children is the fact that they have such, my baby mother has such an influence for my mother, and I believe she has been trying to turn my children against me.
Of course.
For quite a while.
Because you made babies with your mama.
I definitely did that.
So let me tell you this. I'm going to ask you this. Ask. What would happen if you never thought of you again? If you never thought about you again, what would happen?
I might be free.
So why don't you stop thinking about you?
Yeah, I was just watching one of your podcasts with someone recently with Pearl, and that was one of your main points, is that you just got to quit thinking and be in the moment.
Yeah, stop thinking.
Yes.
Because all of the thoughts that you have are not your own. They're evil. You're being deceived. Every time you listen to thoughts and you do what they tell you, you're worshiping the devil. You and Satan are one. Mm-hmm. But when you stop listening to thoughts, psychological, emotional thoughts, then you and God are one.
Yes.
But until you stop communicating with the devil, you cannot communicate with God. It's impossible.
And how do I go about instilling values in my children outside of the things that my mother taught me?
By not trying to do that. You don't know what values are. So whatever your parent taught you, forget it. Those were not values. Those with lies and ego. Yeah. You work on you, and the light of God will work through you, and your kids will see it, and they'll be fine.
That's all I want. That's all I want is for them to see me be fine.
And don't do it for that reason. You do it because you want to overcome hell, and the light will shine through you, and all who want eternal life will see it without you trying or boasting or thinking that you're making it happen. The light will shine and people will see it, those who want to see it.
Truly, yes, sir. Does Bond have chapters anywhere, or is it only based in California?
Right now, it's only in California.
Okay.
But let me tell you, do the silent prayer. Start doing that. Forget about your mother. Don't judge her. Forget about those children that with her right now. You just work on you and let the light take care of you. It'll take care of you.
I truly believe that.
Let me know how it goes.
Punchy's coffee.
Thank you much.
All right. Back in a moment. Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Jeremy mentioned the show I've done recently, and it started airing the other night. And it's a Pearl Davis show. And it's, I was a guest on her show. It was amazing. Pearl Davis on her The Sit Down. Check it out. Go to Just Pearly Things. Just Pearly Things. You're going to love it. It was an amazing discussion. And also, I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, gratitude, whatever. Birthdays, shout-out, go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Christmas, Thanksgiving shout outs. Merry Christmas shout out. Happy Hanukkah shout out. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do them for you. Amazing, huh? At CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. The end of the year is coming. Make sure tax deductible donations to Barn. My nonprofit, we've been around for 35 years now, rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can scan QR code. Scan that QR code to support Bond, all right? Tax deductible. Amazing, huh? And what else? I think that's it for now. I want to quickly show you, in the first hour I talked about victims, and that a victim, whether male or female, white, it doesn't matter what color, black or whatever, Jewish or whatever, a victim person is an evil person. Really. And they would do whatever they would do to anyone to try to get what they want, even if it's just a thrill. A victim person, a victimized mentality person, is a dangerous person. Oh, a family member doesn't matter. If you doubt me, look at your own little world. Look at the victims, how they act, how they treat others, and how they try to get what they want at any cost. and they have no love. I want to show you a female that's sitting on the throne of Satan, playing the role of victim. And there's no end to her destruction. She's pure evil. And it doesn't matter what she got, what you do for her, you can't please her because she has a victimized mentality. And the more you give her, the more she wants. You can't make a victimized person satisfy. You can't cut satisfy. Don't even try. This woman, this female, is demonic. And this is like such a perfect example that it don't matter what you get, you're still going to be a victim until you overcome evil. All victimized mentality people are evil. And they only want what they want. And it doesn't matter who they hurt, what they have to do to get it, they will. This is from Yahoo News. Michelle Obama, Big Mama Michelle. They're not saying Big Mama, but I'm calling it. She is Big Mama. Remember when she was in the White House, she was trying to make you feed your children chips and stupid food while she was eating all the ribs and the enchilada or whatever Obama says she liked. Big Mama Michelle Obama has shut down the idea she might one day run for president yet again. While speaking to Tracy Ross this month at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, Big Mama Michelle, I'm saying Big Mama, her Obama insisted the United States is not ready for a woman to lead. Well, she's right about that one, because the United States knows that women should not be put in leadership roles. Now, I want you to know, this female was in the White House. She was the first lady in the White House in the greatest country in the world. And she, according to the report, I don't know, but I've been told she came from the hood of Chicago. And she ended up in the White House. And she still is not satisfied. It still didn't make her happy. She's still in her own mind, a victim. She's a dangerous female. And she will hurt anyone to get what she wants and say anything to get what she wants. She will accuse you of being racist, sexist, all kind of isses. She is evil. Here's Tracy asking Michelle Obama about her role as first lady. A role built on racist and misogynist ideas. Watch this from X.
You stepped into a role that carried a preconceived idea of femininity and wifedom that was founded on the landmines of racism and misogyny. What the First Lady wears is one of the main ways, which you've already said, that a First Lady is talked about. It comes with so much historical expectation. How do you feel about the fact that the First Lady is an archetype for wifedom and femininity?
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. It is a completely throwback on... It's a definition that has no current status in how women actually show up in the world today.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? You voted in the daughter of Satan to the White House. And I'm trying to tell you. Her heart is wicked and there's no love. You voted for her, and she called that racism. It built on racism. You voted for your enemy, just like you've done with Mandami up in New York. That female is evil. She's been in the White House, and yet she believes, which is not true, that misogynist and racist. Enough is not enough for her. You cannot satisfy an evil heart. There's nothing you can do for anyone that has a wicked heart. Zero. And Michelle Obama's heart is wicked. How would you like to be married to that one? Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. Tracy then asked Michelle if the standard for women in the White House affect a woman's chance of becoming a president.
Do you think that that impacts the room that we've made for a woman to be president?
Well, as we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do. And there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman. And we saw it.
You can't.
What was the question?
I just said, so, we don't need to ask it again. You answered it.
That's evil. A man cannot be led by a woman. It's not the order. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, not women over men. It doesn't work. Women can't even lead their own life. When you leave them to themselves, they go nuts, like Michelle. And enough isn't enough. They put Kamala Harris, a dummy, cackling dummy, up there. And look what happened. And white people, you want these kind of black people running your country. As Musk said, if it's true that he said it, if white people don't start by having babies, if they become minority in America, they are doomed. They are doomed. Because this is what you're getting. People like Michelle and cackling, whatever her name is, Camilla. If ever we need the order of truth, we need it now. It's not about the color. It's not about male or female. It's about good versus evil. And Michelle Obama is pure evil. There's no good in her at all. You can find good if you went over to South Mummy Africa and dug down in the rocks looking for it. It's not there. This female been in the White House. First lady, quote unquote, in the White House. And in her mind, she's still a victim. Because she's evil, and you cannot satisfy an evil person. Even God cannot help an evil person unless they invite him in and they want to overcome evil with good. That's the only way it's going to happen. And I'm so sick of these people using this word racism. It doesn't even fit anymore. Last soundbite about this helper. Michelle Obama stated that she has to straighten her hair every day to fit a white beauty standard. Why is this from X?
You know, I mean, that's what white folks are. It's like, what does that mean? What are you saying? We're saying nothing except I just don't want to have to do my hair every day. And I want to go swimming. I don't want to have to worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim.
And we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act of law to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my hair. Don't wonder about it. Don't touch it. Just don't.
That's evil. Pure evil. And who want a nappy-headed first lady in the White House? Can you imagine a first lady with a fro? What a sad, my country's gone. See how evil she's, white people, y'all voted for. You voted for Obama twice. And this is what you put in the White House, and look what they've done to the country. And listen how she's talking about you, and you voted for her. She got to straighten her hair for your white folks. She's evil. And an audience applauding, they are agreeing with the devil because they are children of the lie. Michelle, look, a woman with beautiful hair, that's her beauty. If you know a woman with a fro don't look right. Or when any woman that cut the hair off and they got a little boy haircut, does that look right? They don't look feminine and beautiful. Grow your hair. Straighten your hair. Whatever it takes. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Michelle, look how this female is speaking. And she's been in the White House as the first lady supposed to be representing America. And this is her thinking. And the people applaud. Like they do in the church just because somebody mentioned Jesus. A victimized mentality person is a wicked person. And it doesn't matter what you give them, they will still turn on you. It doesn't matter what you give. They will turn on you because their heart is wicked. Michelle Obama, because she was the first lady of the country, sitting at the throne at the gates of hell, representing her father, the devil. Her heart is wicked. Be careful of people who see themselves as victims. You're playing with fire. Do what you want. But you're playing with fire. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jerome.
Yeah, you've been talking about victims a lot today. And it's funny because you promote victimization all the time.
Meaning what?
That you talk about how people are victims and you tell them, you tell white people that they're victims of black people. You tell men and women that they're victims of their mother. You tell people that they're victims.
What part of that is not true?
You said that they're victims, and you said that nobody should be playing victim, yet you promote victims all the time.
What part of that is not true?
Did you hear what I just said?
What part of that is not true?
Did you hear what I just said?
Bye, Jerome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jake, a first-time caller out of Texas. Jake, you are on the air.
Amazing. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Jake. Speak up a little bit.
Yeah. No problem. Can you hear me better now?
I can.
I just want to, you talk about Who are we all the time? And, man, you make a lot of sense. And I just want to say thank you for all the – you've been doing
some good work for decades now. There's a lot of good footage of you on YouTube that goes back to the 90s and the 80s, even before that. And just, man, thank you so much. I'm just so grateful for good souls like you.
Well, we've been around for 35 years now.
Man, y'all, yeah. There's some amazing footage of you when you were younger. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about this "Who are you?" question because, yes, like, I feel I've been working on myself for a while and doing the silent prayer, like, not consistently because I get distracted and I forget to do the silent prayer every single day. But I believe that I'm a human soul created by a divine being, and so is that not true? Am I not a soul, a human living soul?
What's a human soul?
It's a spirit that indwells the flesh and a body.
What?
A soul is a spirit that inhabits a body.
Why do you say that?
It just makes sense.
Why?
And because when we die, we still have existence. And
how do you know that?
Just anecdotal evidence, and I mean, I have faith in it. Let's just say that.
But why would you have faith in something that you don't understand?
It's not that I don't understand it. It's the best. It makes the most sense, and it rings true the most, and it just resonates.
So if that's true, why don't you have peace?
I do have peace.
You have perfect peace?
I have perfect peace.
And
yeah.
What is perfect peace?
I think it. Well. That's a deep question. I think there are attributes that show that one has perfect peace when you're not disturbed, when you're stable and still and able to.
But you're not stable
calm.
And still. You don't do the silent prayer, so you don't stay present, and you cannot be still unless you're present.
Right. But it's a work in progress, right?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, I intend to do the silent prayer.
I intend to do it. That's what the devil wants, for you to intend to do it but not do it. The spirit of truth said that you must do it all the time. Don't stop doing it.
Like, even right now, I'm
talking
to you, right?
But the doctors tell you that, oh, you don't have time today, or you intend to do it. If you have perfect peace, why do you listen to the darkness?
Oh, I don't. I try to not listen.
But
to
why
the
do you do it though?
My flesh, because I'm a fallen being.
Your flesh is just a piece of dirt. What does your flesh have to do with you not listening to the staying present?
What I mean by the flesh is my fallen nature, man.
Right, but if you have perfect peace, you would have overcome that already.
Well, it's a work in progress. And
what do you mean by that?
I think I'm working towards perfect peace.
Why do you think it's a work in progress?
Because, it says...
Hold on for me. Can you hold for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll hold another.
Yeah, let me take a break, Jake. Are we able to do some super chat? Super, super. No, no. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Some serious mess going on in this whole here world. Drama over vaccines and autism in the news and in the HHS CDC website. And commie nonsense freaking out. And so are the liberal experts. Crazy. Also, Mexican Fatima. She allegedly was called Dumbhead, but she won Miss Universe. And they're all standing in solidarity with her drama. Woman stuff. And Gaza ceasefire is faltering because of shooting and strikes allegedly happening on both sides. And there was a Canadian man back in 2009. His home was searched for, like, an illegal gun. But they found a bunch of cash, like $1.2 million in cash stashed in different places across the around his house, along with a whole bunch of drugs. And he lost his legal battle to get his cash back. Terrible, huh? Whew. What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, November 21st, 2025 AD. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then after that, thefallenstate.tv. And then after that, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. That's the plan, man. So get with it. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Scientific information on the CDC's website was replaced this week with anti-vaccine talking points, including false claims, they say, that link autism and vaccines. It's the latest move by the Trump administration, our greatest president's administration, to alter long-standing U.S. vaccine policy and cast doubt on vaccinations, or at least admit doubt on vaccinations. I don't know. Quote, we are updating all the CDC's website to reflect the gold standard evidence-based science, unquote, said Health and Human Services spokesman Andrew Nixon yesterday. But abundant evidence has shown that there is no connection between vaccines and autism, claims Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And I don't know whom to believe, all right? I don't know. I disclaim. In a CNN interview, a former top CDC official called the website changes a national embarrassment, quote unquote, that could leave parents confused. What a mess, huh? Can't have them confused, even if they're just credulously believing specious information or unknown information. Anyway, Miss Universe winner Fatima Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. Nice Mexican name, huh? Doesn't sound very Mexican to me, but she was crowned Miss Universe 2025 in a scandal hit competition. She emerged as a fan favorite, supposedly. Earlier this month, a viral video showed a Thai pageant director publicly scolding this gal, Fatima Bosch, at a pre-pageant meeting for not posting enough promotional content, appearing to call her a quote-unquote dumb head. Sounds like a word that a Thai gal might use on a Mexican gal. She pushed back on the supposed insults, and dozens of contestants stood up and walked out in so-called solidarity, communist buzzword. The incident sparked global backlash, including from Mexico's so-called president, the female, Claudia Sheinbaum. Nice Mexican name, huh? Who described it as an aggression that Fatima Bosch handled with quote-unquote dignity. On Thursday, the 25-year-old rose above the turmoil, supposedly, to win the title among contestants from 120 countries. She declared, never let anyone make you doubt your worth. Anyway, on to real news. Gaza ceasefire. Concerns growing over the stability of the Gaza ceasefire as a new surge in violence threatens to unravel the U.S. brokered agreement. Our greatest President Trump, you know. Peace. A man of peace. Qatar, one of the countries that helped mediate that truce, accused Israel of violating the deal, saying their attacks are making the enclave unlivable. Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 32 Palestinians Wednesday into Thursday, More than 80 others wounded, per Palestinian Ministry of Health. Israeli forces said that Hamas was striking them. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. Isn't that amazing? What did he mean by that? Greater works shall I do. Greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that? It's an amazing question. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we are heard around the world. And for those flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world. You can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chat, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. What did Darren say to me? Oh. He's talking about the flat earther. Darren, my producers are flat earther. Amazing. What? It's Friday. I'm sorry about that. I was distracted in my headset here. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So I'm calling your church to test to see if they would help feed a starving baby.
I wish that bitch would call my church and ask for something.
Well, we support Helping Hands, the food pantry. Have you talked with them at
all?
Yeah,
I've been calling everywhere.
I wish she would do it. I'll be like, bitch.
I don't know if it's like because of Snap or whatever, but like nobody has anything to help.
Okay. Well, we don't have anything either at the church.
You should have had a baby if you can't take care of the baby. Where's the baby daddy? And you're not a member of my church. Why should I give you something, heifer? What the? That lady, that female remind me of, there's like on the corner out there, there are females who, they look like they're from foreign countries. and they hold like signs that says "Hungry, help me," blah 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 kind of thing. And then when the traffic stops, they walk up and down the right in front of the traffic, holding the sign and looking all beautiful. Looking all beautiful, like what the? It reminded me of when I went to Mexico. Hola, I went to Mexico, and in Mexico, there were like people begging like that on the streets, and they were like walk all in front of the cars with the sign. And then sometimes these females, they look like gypsies. These women out here look like gypsies or Indian people or something. It's kind of hard to know. And they even bring their little kids with them sometimes, the men and the women. And they'll sit by the window, the door at the post office, making the little kid beg for them or run around. And it was like, what the? She reminded me of that. But anyway, I want to go back to Jake out of Texas. And he tried to understand exactly who am I, who are you question. Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
What would happen if you never tried to figure out who you are or never thought about that again? What would happen?
I imagine life would take on a different, better... I imagine life would get better.
And so... If you believe that, why don't you do it and see what happens?
That's a great plan, and that was a question.
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm inexperienced and I'm learning how to do it.
But if you're not doing the silent prayer and not practicing and being present, how will you do it? You can't do it on your own.
Because even Jesus grew line upon line and grace for grace. And so
what?
We have days for a reason. We learn and we grow and we learn from our mistakes and we get better. And so just because I'm not doing it now don't mean I'm not going to be doing it in the future. You know what I mean?
Where's the future?
Tomorrow?
Where's tomorrow?
In 24 hours.
How do you know it's going to happen?
Well, I have faith. Just as the sun rose this morning, I have faith that the sun's going to rise tomorrow morning.
And what is faith?
The belief and knowledge of things that are not seen but are true.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. And shout out to the crew. And I'm chopping up some food, potatoes and garlic, and I'm about to make some good eggs and stuff.
Right on. Well, Jay, recommend do what you want, but you start doing the silent prayer and practice being present and let life happen for you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to try my best to put that into action. Thank you so much.
Right on. Take care now.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. And Jay, I believe Jake mentioned my books. Amazing books. And I recommend you get them. Parade to Responsibilities. Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, and A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And it's for if you want to start a business or if you already have a business or just you want to do well on your job. Follow those steps. Do them. You can't go wrong. Go to, and I'll sign the books. Get them in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas or whatever. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or jesseleepeterson.com, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. All right. I want to go. I asked Carlos Carr yesterday from California, and we ran out of time, so I asked him to call back today, and he is back. Carlos, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I just,
Hey, Carlos.
How you doing?
All is well.
Awesome. So, yeah, yesterday we were talking about Jesus being God, correct?
Oh, yeah. You believe that Jesus is God?
Yes, sir.
And why do you believe that?
Because the Bible says so.
Did Jesus ever call himself God?
Yes.
And where in the Bible where Jesus said, I am God?
Let me answer that. Before, let me ask.
Ask!
Jesus was a Jew, correct?
Jesus was a what?
A Jew?
Yes.
Amazing. So, clearly they followed the Old Testament. So, in the Old Testament, him and his followers would read Psalms 95, 6 to 7, where it says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right, perfect. So then we're going to go to the New Testament.
But where in that you just read, where Jesus said, okay, I am God, not what the people said about him, but where did he say he was God? If, you know, right, like right. The people call Trump king, right? But Trump never said he was king, but he's, and when history is written, they got to write it and they say Trump was king. But he never said he was king. Where did Jesus say that he was God? Not what the people said about him, but what did where did Jesus say he was God?
Right. Thank you for that question. That was that first part I read was the setup for it. And
the setup for what?
For Jesus' words.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. So before it said right there, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. That's what the Jews said about God. And here's what Jesus says in John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. That was Jesus. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to tell me where Jesus said he was God.
He just said it. So we can confirm
where in that. Where in that that he said, I'm God?
He said that his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and they follow him, and he gives them eternal life, and no one will snatch them out of his hand. And then the Jews there with him say.
And so was Jesus speaking of himself or someone in him?
Both.
Both.
And then.
Why do you say both?
Here's why. Because in 31, it says the Jews picked up stones again to stone him, and Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? And the Jews answered him, it is not for good work that we are going to stone you, but for your blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God.
But still Jesus said he was God. They said it.
No, he said it.
No.
And he's saying that he's making himself God.
He didn't say that. When did you say that?
When you say that, when he said that his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and he gives them eternal life.
Amazing.
And, Psalms,
and so Jesus said that he had done good work for something that was in him doing the work. If he were God, why would he say something in me doing the work?
Because God the Father is the one who wills the action, and Jesus is the one who...
So who Father is God? Is Jesus God Father, or God Jesus Father?
So they're different persons, and God the Father is called the Father.
Which one was the Father, the Son or the Daddy?
The one whose will it is.
And who
the
was that?
Son is the one. Huh? God the Father.
And which one is God?
What is God?
Which one was God, the Son or the Daddy?
Whose will was God?
No, which were the God? The Son or the Father?
Both.
So the Father was Father and Son?
Yes. No, the Father. No, the Father. No, the Father is just the Father.
So why why you call it a son, father? Is the father just the father?
Because they're different persons. They share the essence of God, just like,
where
for
you
example,
get that from?
Where? From the Bible. Here, let me give you an example.
No,
right?
Tell me, because of time, why you call it a son and father when the son said he had a daddy?
I didn't call the son father.
You did. You said father. You said Jesus is father, God, father, son, or something like that.
No. Yeah. Here, let me explain. So I said Jesus is the son, and you have the father, and they share the essence of God, because together they are God.
So God is sharing the essence of God?
What?
God is sharing the essence of God?
No, the Father is sharing the essence of God with the Son and the Spirit.
So the Father is sharing his essence of himself with his Son?
Yes.
So if he's sharing it with the Son, how's the Son Father?
How is he? He's not the Father. He's God.
You said Father God.
Yeah, they share the essence of God. It's like the JLP
show,
right?
So let me ask you
right?
something. Let me ask you a quick question.
The anchor baby, you are together the JLP show, but not one of you alone is the JLP show. You get me?
Carla, I want to read something to you and and get your response to it. Let me read it. Jesus answered them, it is not written in your law. I said, ye are gods. Hold on a minute. Ye
Ye are gods.
Hold on.
He says, with a lowercase g.
I said, ye are gods. 35, if he called them God, unto whom the world of God came. Jay, read that, all that. I can't read all that.
Yeah, I know what you're referring
hold on,
to.
Hold on.
Jesus answered those Jews who accused him of calling him God, of calling himself God. Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemous, because I say I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. That's from John chapter 10.
Amazing.
And
the rest of the story.
He says he's in the Father too, right?
And you say?
What was that?
And you let me ask, what good has it done you to believe that Jesus is God?
What good has it done me?
Yeah.
I have perfect peace.
You have perfect peace?
And
what is perfect peace?
What
is perfect peace? Yeah.
I have no anger.
You have no anger?
All
right. Well, listen, Carlos, I don't want to convince you to change. You hold on to the idea that Jesus is God. If you think that's if it's working for you, you stay with it. All right? Carlos, stay with that. I don't want to convince you otherwise, because I don't want to convince you of anything. You hold on to what you have and see what happens, all right?
Did the words of the Bible convince
you? Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just hold on to that. I got to run, though. I can't. I let you back in because you did call yesterday. But I can't be going on with the Bible thumping stuff until Thursday. Call me back on Thursday if you can. Let me, I want to show you. And remember, I said that segregation is not, will not, can't work. And that we need to, integration will not, ain't not, cannot work. We need to go back to integration and let people come together, not based on some stupid law, but based on If they want to hang out with you, fine. If they don't, fine. They want to marry you, fine. If they don't, whatever, right? Let them make that decision. It does not work. And that white people need to take back their country, just as they've done in South Africa. They gave it over to the blacks. And even some blacks over there are saying, we want the white man back. If the white man was in charge, this would not be happening. Same thing here in this country. Now, I don't know what color this woman was, this incident I'm about to show you, but I do know it's evil. This is from WTTW. It reminded me of that young girl that got on the plane, I mean on the train from coming from work, according to the story, and she got on the train there in New York, I believe, or North Carolina, somewhere, and she pulled her phone out, she relaxed, and there was a black guy, according to the story, sitting behind her. He got up and stabbed her in the neck, and he said, I got that white girl, according to the report, and she died. WTTW is reporting. The Chicago man accused of setting a woman on fire on a Blue Line train this week approached the victim without provocation and repeatedly yelled at the officer, burn alive, bitch, as he was arrested a day later. Watch this from Fox.
32, year old woman is
Chicago.
Still in the hospital fighting
this
for her life after police say.
This is absolutely amazing. Watch this.
26-year-old woman is still in the hospital fighting for her life after police say 50-year-old Lawrence Reed allegedly set her on fire while riding the train on Monday.
I'm getting multiple calls for, the Blue Line Clark and Lake. Says a female was set on fire at the location.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced Reed is being charged with committing a terrorist attack against a mass transportation system. According to the criminal complaint, Reed allegedly poured gasoline over the woman's head and body.
She was literally sitting down. I've seen reports that there was an altercation or that there was some kind of a disagreement or argument that took place. Those statements are inaccurate and false. She was on her phone.
The woman, fully engulfed in flames, managed to run off the train. Investigators say Reed bought gasoline at a Chicago gas station about 20 minutes before the attack. Prosecutors say Reed has an extensive criminal history. He was previously charged in 2020 in connection with the fire at the Thompson Center.
Lawrence Reed had no business being on the streets, given his violent criminal history and his pending criminal cases.
Amazing, huh? I wonder if she was white because they didn't show her face or say. If she had been black, you would have known. But this is what's happening. And I want you to know, your government want this to happen. According to a report, she's in critical condition right now. Your government want this to happen. That's why they let them out of prisons. That's why they let them out of jail. That's why there is no bail bonds. They want this chaos and confusion. So you go and vote for them because they'll come back and pretend they're trying to save you. They want you afraid. They want you angry. They want you out of control. And all emotional people are out of control. They're fighting over something. The woman who was set on fire on a Chicago Blue Line train was described as white in some news report, according to Google AI. White people, you're under genocide. And so this is from WISN News to Derek. Okay. They said the same thing according to the report. White people, you are under genocide. And I don't know how much pain you have to see and have before you say no more. they're letting these people out so they can go after you. This is what they want. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. GROK is reporting. GROK is reporting an unidentified professor at Purdue University, Northwest, disrupted the inauguration meeting of the Campus Turning Point USA student chapter on Monday evening, lecturing about a dozen students on fascism, racism, and U.S. history before accusing the group and its member of racism. Watch this from X.
Oh, you want to know what fascism means? Because I'll tell you. You guys want to know?
Yeah.
You have a society. Okay. So you have a situation here where you want to go into classrooms and you want to tell faculty that they're not allowed to speak the truth about the history of this country. You want them to be, what's the word for slaves now? Involuntary employees or involuntary workers. We can't even say slavery.
We're not wanting to impose on the teachers. We are wanting this to be within the students. And
the students want to decide what history is.
No, we know what history is, actually. Yeah, yeah. Did you know that all of our founding fathers were actually Christian and this country was formed on Christian values?
Amazing. Why do white people allow these black females to just walk in and take over? Why? Why are you afraid of them? Why? That heifer had no business being able to just walk into somebody else's meeting with her hands in her pocket like she all tough and take over like that. When will you let go and live? Or will you live in your prison for the rest of your life? It's up to you. Now, this kind of white woman, they should have allowed in. She's telling you the truth. And I wanted to know your reaction to what this white woman had to say about the plantation. Here's a clip from Instagram that shows a black reporter asking a white woman, and by the way, everything that black female was saying just now were all lies about racism and sexism and all kind of ism. They don't exist. They're just words. But anyway, here's a clip of a reporter asking a white woman about what it was like living on a plantation. Watch this from Instagram. This is amazing.
If you could, would you paint a picture for us of what it was like on the plantation in your early days?
It was a lovely, happy time living in open spaces with many lovely colored people and animals and flowers and fields. My father had everything thoroughbred, from the pigs, horses, the dogs, and the people had to be thoroughbred. And we would get into a buggy with him and drive to the plantation from what we call the pine land where we lived. And we would spend, every Saturday this was, and we would spend the day in. Old Fortune, I can see him now, would give us dinner, and we would have a heavenly time. And old April, he was the dairyman, that's all he did, was to skim the cream off of these great big bowls of clabber and put them in the wooden churn and churn this marvelous fresh butter. That was April's job. He didn't do anything else but love us and skim the cream.
I rest my case. I tried to tell you about the good old days. I remember those days when we would skim the cream and make butter. It was so good. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I wish those days would come back again. And I wish those days would never had to go. Amazing. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back. 888-77 Jesse. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after the show at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A fun and interesting discussion with Tommy Aceto, a former Navy SEAL and a neuroscience mental health advocate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Psychologists know that trauma is developed in the early years. Then you go to war and you see things you shouldn't see and do things you shouldn't do. It's called 5-MeO-DMT and it comes from a toad.
Do you feel like you're having a spiritual experience?
The most spiritual experience I ever had in my life was on this toad.
When you say you took something from a toad, you mean like a frog?
My belief is God made nature.
But he didn't want you to smoke it. How come people think God wants you to smoke nature? What the? You can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And after that, the American Anchor Baby, flying high, not off toad juice, but off natural energy from God. The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv, around 12 or so, Pacific time. And then Sunday morning fellowship at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. Come on down. All are invited. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And don't forget, thank you for your support, all right? I appreciate it. I want to read just a few of the comments from this amazing lady that's talking about the good old days down when she was living on the plantation. And what she said, I'm so familiar with it, folks. Sweet Home, Alabama, when I was growing up on the plantation. Here are some of the comments from what she had to say.
Mr. Carr says, well, she should listen to our perspective. Mic check. Okay.
Why should she listen to their perspective when she was there and she's talking about her perspective? Why you want to listen to somebody else's perspective? What the?
Special D says, that's her perspective. Interesting, isn't it? Wow.
It was nice and true.
Ivy says, Ixvism says, she couldn't even listen to it after hearing her describe it as lovely.
It was. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Amazing.
I have great comfort knowing that her and her family is rotting in hell.
Mm-hmm. Where's the love? Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. You've been lied to about this country, folks. And they did it to make you become a victim and control you to gain power and wealth. Perceived power, but power and wealth. You've been brainwashed. 888-77-JESSE. Let's do some super chats. Super chats. Then I take some calls. Super chats.
Christian bought five coffees, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And he says, with the biblical question answer.
Christ said, greater works than I do shall you do. What did he mean by that?
Christian says he means it's not you, but God working through you.
Thank you, Christian. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. President Trump is a prime example of the biblical question. If you would please, James, what manner of man is this? The wind and seas obey him.
Oh, nice. Amazing. Thank you. That's right. And they call him Daddy.
Indeed. Kim bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I just wanted to share this quote from the Bible that may be more proof.
It's in the Word.
That Jesus is not God. 1 Corinthians 8, verses 5 and 6. Although there may be many so-called gods in heaven or on earth, and indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we exist. Anyways, good day, sir. Love you, Jesse.
Kim. Thank you. That's amazing. You can't convince people that Jesus is Son of God because someone already told them that Jesus is God. And it's so crazy. They're like, Father God, Father Son. What in the world you get that from? That doesn't even make sense.
God the Father, God the Son.
Right. God the Father, God the Son. That's not even in the Word. Terrible. But they said as though it's true. That doesn't even make sense. How you going to have a God the Father and a God the Son? But anyway.
Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to all the gods, the Father, gods, the Sons.
Ottoman Ocean, love from Turkey, Unc.
Thank you. Love you back from Turkey. I appreciate it.
To Turkey. Son of what? Bob, you're loving to Turkey. You're not loving from Turkey.
Oh, love you back to Turkey.
Unless it's Thanksgiving turkey. Son of Bob asks, can you help me understand what it means when you say you are attracted to what you hate? Why?
Because the moment you become angry, you're now on the side of evil, and you love what you hate. You can't get away from it. You become like it. Your heart become wicked. You're attracted to it, and you cannot get away from it. Amazing. That's why all men marry their mothers and women marry their fathers, and then the war starts. Two devils fighting. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse, thank you for the birthday song. The men are weak. The women only fan can make unbelievable money just showing the feet. Laughing face. That's why there are so many sluts now, and the economy is bad. Here you are telling men to be strong and come back to the Father, Jesse, but only a few are strong, says she.
Well, you're right, and only a few men and women what was right. It's always been that way with human nature. Only a few will return to the Father, even though eternal life is for all who will receive it. Amazing. Thank you, C.I.
And Heat, says Jesse. All that lying, big, and he says a different name, but I'll say Mama, got him looking more and more like an old hound dog in my best Elvis voice. Who let the dogs out?
Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you, and Heat. For the sake of decency, I censored and altered your chat. Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony L. with another says, gonna get me some cow dung. Get healed, God of dung.
The Indian, according to the report, some eat the dung, the dumping of a cow. What the? And they celebrate it, and they think it's spiritual.
Did they say that they eat it, too?
Yeah,
I don't want to get
into report it. Yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roy bought a coffee. Rainy days and Fridays always build me up.
That's right. It's amazing.
And Heat with yet another. Jesse, isn't it interesting? They crucified Jesus and placed a sign above his head, read, King of the Jews. And the same devils today call Trump King and work night and day to crucify the will of God at work in him.
That's deep and so true.
Facts.
That is amazing. Thank you.
And a shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Aries 1, and the rest of you guys. You know who you are. Much appreciated.
Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out, of course, to the Rumble crew, Pastor Chatelet, Urinal Chills, Age of Inversion, and the rest of you guys. You know who you are. Thanks for the support, Rumble crew.
Right on.
Slave to him.
Thank you.
And, of course, the Pilled people and the YouTube people. Thanks, y'all.
Good morning, Pilled people and the YouTube people. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Haley out of Massachusetts. Haley, you are on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Haley. Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that, like, ADHD is real?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so my answer is not based on that. I do believe that if ADHD people were to drop their anger, they would not be having an ADHD issue going on, whatever that is. But it stemmed from anger for sure. Well, I'm not. It's not medical advice, but spiritually, it comes from the anger.
So I'm like a millennial, and I feel like my generation kind of got like nerfed with, like, including myself. I didn't know what it was, and I went to a physical, and they were like, didn't tell me what it was. They just said I had it, and they gave me a bunch of pills and sent me on my way.
That's amazing. Wow.
I've always, though, felt conflicted. Like, I had a friend fortunately tell me to not take it, and that was hard because I think I was addicted. I didn't know what addiction felt like. I was just a kid at the time, but I think I had, like, withdrawals and stuff, but I knew it wasn't for me. And but I think I've always struggled with, am I avoiding responsibility? Because to me, it was like they're the professional and maybe I should listen to them. But
no, the professionals are crazy.
I went to after the friend told me that, I was like, she told me, oh, I have a therapist that teaches me how to deal with it without medication. So I went to a therapist to try to do that for myself, and he ended up just signing me back up to take it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you still taking it?
No. I think I told you I went to, like, a retreat. Part of why I went wasn't to do it, actually. It was because, well, I didn't have anywhere to go, but also I wanted to be sober from it all. Oh. So that's what I did that for.
What? Why did your parents, how young were you when they gave you the pills?
I was 14 or 15, maybe. But I got lucky. It was late.
Why did your parents let some doctor give you some pills for those, for that?
If I'm being honest, my mom took some of them from me. And my dad, his mom just passed, and he was, like, drinking a lot and being angry. He wanted me to live with him at that time, but, I mean, I was, like, a zombie, and, like, my mom wasn't allowing it. So I don't think he was for it, but he never really talked to me about it either. He was kind of dealing with his own thing.
You say your mother took some for you, or she was...
No, like, she wanted to take the pills herself. She ended up taking all of them because I was like, I'm done with these. And she knew I had them, so...
So your mother was taking the HGH pills?
Yeah.
Did she need them?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if any of us needed it. It wasn't good for me.
Was your mama an HGA patient?
I don't know that about her. I don't think she got diagnosed.
So why was she taking the pills? Was she using them as drugs or something?
Probably.
Oh. What the?
I was confused.
So how, because of time, how you doing now?
You know, it's not really like I think about it a lot, but every now and then I feel like the symptoms are pretty, like, everyone experienced them. So whenever I do experience, like, I forgot something, whatever, I'm like, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm like, am I retarded? I don't want to say I know the answer to that because, like I said, it's like these professionals are telling me this.
Professionals are crazy.
Well, yeah. I don't really know what to do with that.
They are insane. Well, you stay with the prayer, you work on it, and just take it one day at a time and see what happens, all right?
I will do that for sure. So, yeah.
All right. Call me again.
All right. You take care. Thank you.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time caller, Alex out of Japan. Alex, you are on the air.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Peterson. Long-time watcher, first-time caller. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question – thank you very much, sir. My question for you is I think you pretty much answered my question. You said something interesting about evil person. My question was, is it better as Christians or believers in God to focus on the now or on the eternity? The reason I think you answered my question was you said earth is not heaven and man is not God. So I think maybe I think you kind of answered it for me in a way. Thank you, but if you want to elaborate more, that would be great.
And what was the question again?
Is it better to focus on the now or to focus more towards the afterlife or eternity?
What is the difference between right now and eternity?
I mean, you kind of already answered that question. There really is no difference.
Right. Now is eternity.
There's no time like the present, you know?
Now is eternity. There's nothing else but now.
That's very true. Thank you, sir. Pretty much answered that question. Now, so that girl, the last call, I was that same kid, but I was put on the ADHD meds about age 9. I'm 38 now.
Wow.
I got off about 15 years ago.
Why did your parents let you take that stuff at 9?
Well, the thing is, my dad fought it, but later on, when my dad was no longer in my life anymore, my mom said, the pills aren't for to make you focus. The pills are for me to be able to handle you and calm you down. Instead of letting me be a kid and getting the energy out, you know? But it takes years to get over those ADHD feelings or the medical withdrawal from those pills that the doctors say that we need, this imbalance that we don't know or have any proof of.
That's amazing. Are you over it now?
I mean, it's been 15 years now. I feel I'm pretty much over it, but I would say I'm just like everybody else. Had the same thought, same life, trying to be productive. I have no anger towards being on them anymore, maybe in the beginning, but those are things I had to work on internally. You know,
have you forgiven your parents and all that?
Oh, yeah. My mom, she's in nursing care now and doesn't even remember my name anymore.
Did you tell her you forgive
her? My dad,
her?
We don't. Yeah, long time ago.
You told your mother that?
And it, yeah, I told my mom that.
What did you tell her?
I told, when did I tell her?
What did you tell her?
Is that, you know, she told me something that she never said to me. She told me she was proud of me. And, you know, I said, you know, Mom, we've had a lot of problems. And as long as, you know, we can get along before you completely forget who I am, I think we'll be okay.
And so you did not forgive her then?
I missed my mom. Oh, no, I did forgive her.
You didn't tell her that? You were sorry for resenting her?
I never really fully resented her, but I was angry about what happened.
So you resented her then?
Resenting her at the time, yes, I did.
And so why haven't you forgiven her, especially before she died? It's difficult for people to do it when their parents expire. Why haven't you forgiven her while she lived?
No, she's still alive. I have forgiven her.
But you haven't told her that.
I think I will.
But why do you think you have forgiven her when you have not gone to her and told her that?
Well, I've talked to her on the phone. We don't live in the same country.
But why haven't you? Why do you think you have forgiven her when you have not gone to her and forgiven her?
Why do I think I haven't? Maybe I'm not taking the time when I should.
And why haven't you forgiven your father?
I have forgiven my father.
You told him?
It's hard to talk to him.
Have you told your father you forgive him?
I told him I've forgiven him.
You told your father that?
Yeah, I have, but I've also told him I had. I've also told him I had to love him at a distance. Because when I have him in my life, things happen. But I have forgiven. Yes, I have.
Amazing. Well, because of time, forgive your mother, Alex, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I know you only have a second, so I'll try to make it quick. But I just wanted to ask about, like, now that I'm on this journey, I've forgiven, and I've been on it for about probably 2-3 years now. I've been, for some reason, more than ever this week, I've seen a lot of hell inside me, and it has been very beautiful. But as far as me going in and out constantly, I'll, like, notice I was, like, in a thought for, like, a whole minute, and I'll, like, come back and just, like, I'm coming back a lot, coming back. And is that, like, serving two gods, or I just don't understand that?
Well, no, you're just going unconscious because you've been living that way in an unconscious state all your life. And now that you're becoming aware of it, you still find yourself falling back into it, but don't worry about it. Just come back to present. If you have to do it for a thousand times a day, just do it. And then don't worry about it. Don't let the devil tell you it means anything. And eventually, you'll just be present. Those things will be taken away from you.
And as far as, like, when the emotions, the anger, the anxiety comes up and I see that, does that mean it's taken away from me? Or does that mean that I can now, I'm free from it and I can just see it now?
As long as you can see it, you're fine. Just don't react to what you see. Don't do anything about it.
So, okay, so if you feel it, that means you're still free from it because you can see it and you're not reacting
right.
to it.
Absolutely.
But at some point in life, you're saying that you won't feel it at all.
Right. But don't worry about that. It'll happen naturally.
Okay. I guess that concept of being free from it and still feeling it is weird. But to know that I'm free from the anger well, and just...
Because it's not happening to you anyway. You're already free from it, but you just think you're not because you believe thoughts and you believe the pain that's in the body, but it's not in you and you're not the pain. But in reality, the real you are already free from it.
So when I forgave, the anger was taken away from me and now I have God's eyes to see the anger and not react to it.
Right, don't react. I gotta run, but just stay with it, all right? You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Super chat.
Super chat.
Five coffees from Eric on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Addiction equals addictus. Slave to thoughts. You owe thoughts nothing. You are free, says Eric.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that. Oh, no. Yep. Is all for now. Shout out.
Amazing. Shout out. Amazing. I am so out of time, folks. It's amazing. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. And don't let the thoughts take you away from it, the path. And don't let other people take you away from it, because human beings are wicked and they will be jealous of it, or they want you to join with them to be whatever. Don't do it. You men and women, you stay there. All right, the Hake Report is coming up now, and then after that the fallenstate.tv, and after that the American Anchor Baby, and I'll see you on Sunday. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or jessamepeterson.shop. And you can mail it in to PO Box 35090, LA, California 90035. If you missed that, go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you all for everything. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and practice staying present. Really, just stay with it. Amazing. Christine out of Oregon. Rick out of Virginia. And the callers will drop. I'm dropping. I'm out of time. Take care, folks. Amazing. Bye now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
Thank you, Jesse Lee.